This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue the latest episode of the Agritourism Edition at Buffalo Trace Distillery, we discuss the impact on agriculture and the economy with tour host Lee Coward.
Right now we have four different tours that we offer here, folks on different aspects of the bourbon-making process. We have our Trace Tour, which is just kind of, I call it our Bourbon 101 Tour, kind of introduction to bourbon. We've got one that focuses on the barrel. We've got one that looks at the production side of things and the expansion that we're going through and we've gone through in history. A couple of historic tours, again, focusing on E.H. Taylor. But that's really what we want to help people understand is this is not only a fantastic product, it is a fantastic story. And really, the history of bourbon is the history of not just Kentucky, of the United States. You know, we're connected to the frontier days. The Prohibition era, World War II, all of the changes in society have been reflected in the industry here. And it's even at the scale that we're making things here, it's still largely a craft kind of process. And that's what we hope people understand is that the care and the love that goes into making these products. We're doing a lot. But it's still very much a personal, very much a hands-on thing. The people who work here are tremendously proud of our products and the work they're doing here. And my role as a tour guide is to help introduce the consumer, our guests, to the people involved with making this product and the whole story behind it.
I love that. I think it's fantastic. So what, tell us for person who may come in, what's your typical question? What do people want to know when they come in and do a tour with you, Dave?
Well, first of all, is why can't I find my favorite product? We get people from all over the country, even all over the world, and a lot of them coming in and say, well, you know, my state is the worst when it comes to getting whatever it is. And I tell them, well, yeah, so is this state. They're all the worst, and that's when we talk about the aging process. So that's one of the big questions. Of course, a lot of people asking about the rules about making bourbons. A lot more people are familiar with those rules now as bourbon's gotten more popular, but they still, a lot of people, when I explain that bourbon can be made anywhere in the United States, not just in Kentucky, they're kind of surprised. I thought it had to be Bourbon County, Kentucky. Well, a lot of it is. Well, actually, there wasn't until recently any bourbon being made in Bourbon County, Kentucky, until about the past 5 years or so. But just help people understand the whole background of the product, yeah.
This is agritourism. We talk a lot about that. But really, what the products we see in front of us and what you guys do here at Buffalo Trace, you touch a lot of people, not just your employees here who obviously are very sold in what they do, they enjoy what they do, but a lot of people in this community, in this state.
Absolutely. I mean, just from the agriculture side of things, so we're going through 12 to 15 truckloads just of corn every single day. And so we've got that whole side of things. That's something else we'd like to share with people. We do the whole process. Everything from grain to bottle is done right here on the site. And with the different tours, you get to experience and see parts of that. So you've got that. You've got just the employment here in Franklin County and the surrounding areas as we're growing. We're getting more employment here just with that, but then all the auxiliary things that go along with that, with the farmers, with transportation. It just has an incredible economic benefit, not just to Franklin County, but to the state.
And the view here, the beauty of this facility and what all you have here, that's one of the things that you have to come experience.
Absolutely. We are a large distillery, but one of the things we pride ourselves on is authenticity. Not just authentic bourbons, but authenticity of the experience. And you see a real working distillery. We make things accessible to people. We don't go out of our way to really try to polish things up and make things look, you know, like a touristy kind of destination. You see a real working distillery when you come to visit here.
You mentioned the growth in this industry and the growth here for you guys in particular. What are you doing to prepare for that 5-10 years down the road, Lee? How do you prepare for that? I mean,
well, as I mentioned, our parent company is Sazerac out of New Orleans. Sazerac is going investing $1.2 billion in here, and so we've increased all of the production facilities, new bottling hall, new mash cookers, doubled our fermentation. We're getting ready to hopefully fire up our new still. Here this fall, and that's when literally we'll be doubling. We're building warehouses. We bought a 280-acre farm up on a ridge, and we're building three or four new warehouses a year. Each one holds nearly 60,000 barrels, and as soon as we get one of them completed, and filled up. We got to have the next one ready to start loading barrels into that, because we're filling them as fast as we can. And so, yeah, that's really how we're looking towards the future, is just making sure that we've got enough product out there. And it's primarily domestic demand that we're trying to fill right now. We are told that, well, if it wouldn't send it overseas or things like that, small percentage of what's produced by this distillery is actually exported. And so the gap that we see between supply and demand is primarily a domestic issue, and that's where our focus is. We're trying to satisfy that domestic demand first.
You've done a lot of tours here in the last 8 or 9 years you've been here, Lee. What's your favorite? What do you enjoy showing off the most of the tour?
Actually, I enjoy all of them, but I think probably my favorite is the one where I go back into the production facilities. I get to show them. We haven't been able to show the still for a couple of years because that's an active construction zone, right. but show the gigantic fermenters. We got 24 fermenters. Each one's over 90,000 gallons. When we show them the still, we've got our still is 7 feet around. It's 3 stories tall. Just the size of everything. People get to see the grain trucks come in and get to see that number 2 corn that we're making, get their hands on that, see the barrels being unloaded off the truck and smell the oak and just smell all of it. I always say there are very few bad smells at a distillery. But just showing off the whole production side of things, probably my favorite part.
Yeah, just walking up the hill here, it's like, love the smell, love the aroma here. Okay, we've got 6 different products in front of us here. Do you have a personal favorite? What do you like?
That's like asking me which of my kids is my favorite.
Exactly right.
It just kind of depends on. Of course, I will tell you, my kids are grown and gone, mm-hmm. right? Buffalo Trace still lives in my basement.
Okay, right.
And that's not a bad thing.
No.
It really is. I like all of them, but I always try to keep Buffalo Trace on hand, not just for me, but it's a great all-around bourbon. I don't mind serving Buffalo Trace to anybody. If I got one of those bourbon snot or bourbon connoisseur people,
yes.
That wants to come in and do all the sniffing and the sipping and all the fancy stuff, it's that high quality, but it's at a price. If somebody else just wants to come in and dump it in their diet Dr. Pepper or something like that, I'm not going to get all that upset about it.
Right. Not that upset.
Well, they're not coming back. But anyway,
right.
But that's it is just a terrific, terrific product. And I enjoy bourbon, mm-hmm. and I don't limit myself to Buffalo Trace products.
Right.
I've sampled a lot of things out there, but I keep coming back to these. These really are my go-to. Buffalo Trace, Yates Taylor, and the Weller of what we have here. They're probably my favorites.
Obviously, you enjoy what you do. Now, you don't really work a day, do you?
Not really. I get up and I come to a distillery every day. I get to talk to people about bourbon.
Ooh.
Of course, the problem is, after talking about it and telling about it and pouring it, and I got to go home and sample it. So,
right.
I can't wait.
We've talked about a lot of things. Anything in particular you'd love to share with people about Buffalo Trace, about you and what you do, Lee?
Well, Buffalo Trace is a big distillery. We are famous products. We've got a lot of people. We're busy. There are growth things that are happening, but it's a terrific place to work. The bourbon industry as a whole is not a cutthroat kind of thing. The competition's kind of like family competition. We're all in it for the same kind of thing, but all of the people, the master distillers and even tour guides, we meet each other. They come here. We go visit their distilleries. It's a terrific, just a terrific industry, and this is a terrific place to work. It really is.
So for people to come and tour and see Buffalo Trace, and their whole process, is it, can they just walk in and do it, or do you have to make a reservation?
The way we're trying to manage the number of people that want to come see us, it is our tours are by reservation. We open our reservation on the first Tuesday of the month for the following month.
Okay.
All of our tours are free, and they fill up very quickly. But I always suggest to folks, if they couldn't get in or they're put on a wait list, they haven't heard anything, especially come during the week. You can check in, and if we have any availability, if there's a cancellation or something like that, we'll try to slide you in. A lot of times, if not a tour, we have just the tasting portion of it, where I get to sample the products. And so, generally speaking, you come here, you're going to be able to get some kind of experience, especially during the week and the slower times. Weekends, all bets are off on a weekend. Yeah.
So where are people coming from? What kind of people? Where do you talk to people from?
Well, post-COVID, we're just now beginning to see some of the international tourists coming back. Had some folks from Canada previously, pre-COVID, Canada, Australia, UK. I actually literally gave a tour to somebody from Timbuktu. It's a real place, and people live there, and they came to the distillery. But a lot of them, we get a lot of folks from Ohio, Indiana coming in, but we get them coming from the West Coast. Again, as tourism and travel is opening up again, we're going to go back, and we literally get people from around the world. I have given a tour. I didn't give it in Korean, but it was a group of South Korean military people, and that's my first translated tour. They had somebody who could translate, and one thing I learned is Kentucky humor doesn't always translate very well, so I had to be careful with that. But we get people. I've met people from literally around the world.
Our guest today, Lee Coward with Buffalo Trace Distillery. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.